I'm not a recruit, if you couldn't tell. I'm a teacher. And do you know what the worst thing about being a teacher is?
What, having to stand so much?
Zarian began to unclasp the metal gauntlets on his hands. They fell to the ground with a crash, easily weighing upwards of 100 pounds.
It's the fact that you never get a chance to go all out.
Long ago, the world was at war. But then the 10 dragons arrived and changed everything. They brought peace to the world and gave us the gift of magic. Those who can use that magic are called sorcerers. But that is about to change. My name is Nova, and this is the story of how I became the first warlock. Warlock, Episode 5, Equilibrium.
Flint, the blazing sorcerer sent to retrieve Nova, stood face to face with Zarian in the middle of the training field. A gentle wind blew down the mountain as they stood motionless in the grass. Zarian's hands, now free of the gauntlets, were fully visible, but instead of being red like the rest of his body, one hand was white and the other pitch black. Suddenly, Flint dashed toward Zarian.
Well, let's see what you can do, Tiefling. I'd prefer to get this over with quickly.
Oh, come on. Let's have a little fun with it.
The two began to engage in hand-to-hand combat, sizing each other up as they traded punches and kicks. Meanwhile, Class Red ran back into the field from the trees to get a better view of the fight.
You're fast, but your punches lack power. I'd say you need to focus on your strength.
Don't talk to me like one of your students. It's such a bore.
Now let's check your constitution!
Zarian swiftly kicked Flint in the gut, sending him flying. He crashed into the ground with a tremendous thud.
They're over there! Come on, let's go!
And what exactly are we going to be able to do to help?
I don't know, but it's better than standing here and doing nothing.
Hey, I'm with Twinkles. Plus, I hate missing out on a fight.
Fine, but don't say I didn't warn you.
Flint slowly rose to his feet, dusting himself off.
Looks like we have an audience now. Might almost be worth waking up for.
Class, stay back. I don't want you to get hurt.
Flint once again dashed at him, but this time it was twice as fast as before. He grabbed at Zarian, missing his arm, but managed to get a hold of his sleeve.
Ignition.
In the blink of an eye, Zarian's sorcerer uniform went up in flames as a flash of fire shot into the sky. Zarian quickly dashed backwards away from Flint. The light chainmail shirt he was wearing underneath now visible.
Hey, that's the same thing he tried to do to me.
And he almost did more than singe your cape.
It looks like anything he touches with his hands gets lit on fire. It doesn't help he's so quick, too.
You certainly are fast. I'll give you that. But I'm still faster.
Seems like I've underestimated you for a second time. There will not be a third.
Zarian and Flint began to move at speeds so intense, Nova was having trouble keeping up with her eyes.
Whoa, that speed is incredible.
That smug little teach was holding back against me.
This sorcerer must be a level 8, maybe 9. It's a good thing Zarian is a much higher level.
Now, let's see if you can dodge this.
Flint slammed his hand down on the ground, and in seconds, most of the training field was ignited. As a blast of heat and fire neared Class Red, Briar leapt in front of Ren and Nova and put her hands to the ground.
Get behind me!
A dense oak barrier shot out of the ground around them, shielding them from the heat.
Briar, that was amazing!
Oh, I feel so useless! What can I do to help?
Just focus on staying alive. These two are on a whole other level from the three of you. Even Briar knows you are outclassed.
I could try shooting some blasts from here.
You would only get in Zarian's way. Besides, I don't think you should be drawing too much attention to yourself right now. That fire starter is here for you, after all.
I know, but I just can't leave them.
The amount of mist your instructor has compared to this fool is substantial. I wouldn't worry about him too much.
Wait, how do you know that? Can you sense it?
I can see it. It's a gift that isn't very common these days.
A raging inferno blazed on the field, the two sorcerers obscured completely by flames.
You've never fought a tiefling before, have you? The heat doesn't bother us too much. Seems like this is a bad matchup for you, isn't it?
Zarian grabbed a small piece of obsidian from a pouch on his belt and slammed it down on the ground.
Level 3 transmutation, erupting earth!
A fountain of stone and earth erupted out of the ground directly underneath Flint, throwing rocks and dirt flying into the air. He quickly leapt from stone to stone as they flew around, keeping his footing. The fire extinguished as the training field became covered in dust from Zarian's attack. From the smoke and ash, flaming pieces of stone flew towards Zarian as he leapt out of the cloud back onto solid ground. A small mountain of debris was now visible as the flame subsided. Flint perched at the top, holding a large rock in his hand.
I'll admit, you almost got me with that one. You think I'm only good in close combat? Well, try this.
Flint lit up a rock with fire and hurled it at Zarian with incredible speed. Zarian once again held out his left hand to intercept it. As it touched his palm, his entire hand became engulfed.
Huh, you fool. Once I'm more awake, I can transfer my fire from one object to another. Even blocking won't help you now.
The flame on Zarian's hand quickly vanished into thin air, as well as the stony projectile.
What the hell? How did you...
Zarian's right hand began to glow with a dim white light, barely noticeable in the midday sun.
As you can see, I'm not too worried about it.
Some kind of energy absorption legacy, huh? But he can only use it with his left hand. I'll have to hit him where he can't block.
It's no use trying to figure me out. This battle is done.
Damn. Looks like I'm actually gonna have to give myself a little energy boost.
Flint removed a small gold ring from his pouch and slipped it on his finger.
Students, are you okay?
We're fine. Briar shielded us from the...
Before Nova could finish speaking, she saw a blur of movement as Flint almost instantaneously reached Zarian from across the field. Zarian was just barely able to get his guard up to block a punch.
What? How did you increase your speed this much?
This handy little ring doubles my speed, though it really wears me out. Better finish this quickly so I can get back to my nap.
Flint began attacking Zarian once again, but this time, all Zarian could do was block. Suddenly, Zarian caught Flint's arms at the wrist, his hands just inches away from his face.
Got you. Your timing was a little tricky to work out, but as long as I keep these palms away from me, I should be fine. Ren, you're the fastest. Go get Felix and have them bring out some anti-magic shackles.
What, you aren't gonna kill me?
Oh, you'll be coming back to Oakvale with me to answer some questions.
You think you have it all worked out, don't you? You know, I like to use my palms to ignite things. But I can do it however I like.
Flint twisted his arms to gain leverage and pulled Zarian closer to him, colliding with him in a headbutt.
Ignition.
Zarian's entire body became engulfed in white-hot flames, hot enough to melt the stone around them. Nova could see the silhouette of her instructor through the flames drop to his knees, then to the ground.
Tieflings may have resistance to fire, but not immunity. I know more than you think.
Zarian, no!
Teach!
Nova, you have to get out of here now. You're the reason he's here.
Damn it! We should have been doing something!
Rin and I can hold him off. Go find Felix.
I'm not leaving you two. There's no way you can beat him.
I never said we could. Now go!
Just as quickly as the flames appeared, they vanished, Zarian's body on the ground, hidden underneath a thick plume of smoke.
Oh, I'm worn out. You gave me a lot more trouble than expected. Fun fight, though. You, girly, come with me quietly and I won't hurt your friends.
Oh yeah? Well, I'm gonna hurt you!
Ren launched a series of kicks at Flint. But he easily dodged each one of them.
Ugh, this is cutting into my nap time. I was gonna torch the plant girl first, but might as well get you out of the way.
Using his superior speed, Flint landed a punch on Ren, knocking him to the ground.
Ugh. I have such a bad habit of holding back too much. I guess it's a drawback of training students. But I have to thank you. That was the most fun I've had in years.
Flint turned to see Zarian, still smoldering from his attack, but unscathed.
What? Impossible. I incinerated you.
I admit that one stung, but it was worth it just to absorb all that fire. Now, let me show you my power.
Zarian raised his right hand, which was now glowing as intensely as the sun above them. A red-hot beam of energy shot out of his index finger at Flint, who was unable to completely dodge out of the way in time. The beam sliced through Flint's arm, severing it cleanly from the rest of his body. The sheer heat sealed his wound immediately.
That was your last attack. I simply compressed it all down into a single beam.
Flint looked down in disbelief, but before he could even process what happened, Zarian grabbed hold of his other arm with both his hands.
Now, deal with this one.
In a flash, Flint's arm began to shimmer in the sunlight. His entire arm transmuted into solid lead. Flint collapsed to the ground with the weight of his new metal appendage.
You bastard! I'll kill you for this!
Zarian swiftly hit Flint in the neck, knocking him unconscious. Felix and the recruits came dashing out of the dormitories towards them.
Everyone all right?
We're fine. Just a little shook up after all that.
We thought you were a goner, Teach. That was some quick thinking playing dead.
Actually, I wasn't playing dead. He, burned my clothes off, and I had to make some new ones while he was distracted.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was a little embarrassing.
What was that power, Professor Zarian?
I guess I owe you all an explanation. This is my legacy. I call it equilibrium. With my left hand, I'm able to absorb matter and energy, and with my right, I'm able to shape and rearrange it however I see fit. When I touch something with both at the same time, I'm able to transmute it instantaneously, like our friend's new arm.
So that's how you turned the ground to stone when you were fighting Briar.
Well, that's amazing. But, why the heavy gloves?
Oh, those help me contain my power a little more easily. Even after having my legacy for so long, I can still lose control of it. Speaking of, I'd better put those back on, if I can find them. Oh, I've got a little energy left. I should probably put a shirt on, too.
Zarian stretched his right arm into the air. And, as the glowing faded from his hand, a sorcerer jacket manifested into thin air. He quickly caught it and put it on. As he walked towards the destroyed field, a recruit ran up to the three students with a healer's kit. A man with green goggles and slicked back brown hair knelt down next to Nova. He was wearing a brown vest and green tie.
Are you all okay? We were watching from the dorms. That fight was incredible. Oh, I'm Indy Yasis, by the way, but you can call me Indy.
Hi, Indy. I'm Nova, that's Briar, and he's...
Name's Ren. How you doing?
Are any of you hurt? I've got a healer's kit.
Oh, I'm fine. How are you after that hit, Ren?
I'm fine. Like Teach said, his punches are flashy, but they lacked panache.
Briar, are you okay?
Briar lifted up her sleeve to reveal a burn on her forearm.
It's nothing I can't handle.
Oh, you're burned. Please, let me help you.
I said I'm fine.
Briar stormed off towards the dormitory.
Oh, wait.
Let her go, Twinkles. She got beat twice today. And losing sucks. But she'll come around.
All three of us were no match for that guy. Why is she taking it so personally?
Her mom would have beaten that guy in a few seconds. She's incredible.
Didn't her mom, you know, kill a bunch of recruits?
Oh yeah, so many. But you have to recognize talent when you see it. And you three are talented.
Thank you. That's the encouragement we need right now. Are you a sorcerer?
I am. Not anywhere close in power to you all, but I'm working on it.
Zarian and Felix walked over to the class.
Zarian and I thought best to have the three of you stay here with me while he takes our captive friend into town. I'll be a substitute teacher for a day or two.
Felix is a pro at the basics of sorcery. Something I think you all could use a class or two on.
You're not even gonna teach us now that class has officially started?
I'll be back in a day or two. You're in good hands, trust me. Oh, Ren, can you find that ring? We'll take that home with us, too.
Yeah, sure thing. Where is it?
I think it's on that arm over there.
Zarian grabbed Flint's shoulders, anti-magic shackles now around his ankles, and gave the students a wave.
Later.
And with a snap of his fingers, he was gone.
Wow, teleportation? That's amazing. Does he do that a lot?
Yes.
Indy, you've already introduced yourself to the class. Why don't you bring him up to the dorms and get him set up, introduce him to some of the other recruits?
Of course! Follow me! The others are gonna love you.
All right, this could be fun. First things first, though. Where's the kitchen? Twinkles, come on!
Right. Oh, I'm exhausted. But at least we don't have to deal with any more ex-sorcerers, right?
Perched on a cliff overlooking the training field, a lone figure stood, dark brown cloak fluttering in the wind, his face obscured with the broken sandstone mask.
That fool. I gave him one simple job, and he botches it. I'll deal with his incompetence later. I'll take care of this myself.
Warlock, Episode 5, Equilibrium. Nova is voiced by Claire Clausen. Ren by Nick Akins. Briar by Jackie Webb. The Lady in Darkness by Tamara Deering. Felix by Layla Ortiz. Indy by Marina Hart. And Zarian and Mendel by Zachary Burrell. Flint's Legacy was created by a Discord contest by Graham at G_Bloodworth on Twitter. Special thanks to Wizards of the Coast. Music by Epidemic Sounds, a Pact and Boon podcast. Please follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WarlockD&D for announcements and artwork. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review on your preferred platform. Thank you for listening.
Next time on Warlock, Class Red meets the new recruits and begins learning the basics of sorcery under the instruction of Felix. Briar finally opens up about her past and her plans for the future. Episode 6, Prodigy, on Warlock.